Hello, my name is Janine from the Hoot and Howl, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. I'm in full-on Advent mode, and that means full-on reveling in the darkness. Maybe that sounds weird, and a bit darker than you were expecting from me. Let me explain. Advent is the period of the church calendar leading up to Christmas, starting 4 Sundays before the holiday. The word Advent means coming. During Advent, we look forward to the coming of Jesus, celebrating the first coming in his birth, and looking forward to his second coming when he will return. Advent is a little bit of being stuck in this in-between waiting place, and the waiting place is often dark. I live in the Great White North, and our days are getting cold and short. I get up when it's dark out, and I get home when it's dark out again. I hear that the sun still apparently comes up, but I haven't seen it much lately. But this year, I'm not minding it as much. Okay, I still mind. But I'm finding the beauty in it anyway. The darkness of the natural world reflects the darkness of the church season we're in, and maybe the darkness of the spiritual season you're in too. 2021 is almost over, and it's been yet another long, hard, exhausting year on all fronts. Life feels dark. The beauty of Advent lies in the truth. Not that the darkness isn't real and scary and painful, but in the truth that we are not alone in the darkness and there is still hope. Isaiah 9:2 says, "The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. A light has dawned on those living in the land of darkness." Just like the darkness of Helm's Deep before dawn and the coming of Gandalf, just like the darkness of the night at the stone table before the sun and Aslan rise again. Just like the impossible fight of the world's greatest heroes before the portals open up. There is darkness and difficult things, but there is also hope. And the light is coming to make all things right. Where are you seeing the light in the darkness right now? How can you point those around you to the light? That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos every weekday, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Shanine for the Daily Nerd Devo. Until next time, never be cruel, never be cowardly, and never ever eat pears.